Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
But before we get into a new season, I want us to look at 2020. Somebody say 2020. I think we have to look at the difference between 2020 to 2021. You know, if you're like me, you've heard so many people on Facebook, Instagram, the media talk about 2020's canceled. We're looking forward to 2021. But what I don't think they know is that here at Faith Church, the last 4 years, we've been saying that it is our banner year through 2020. And so many people are like, no, it's just a few days left. It's just a month left. 2021 is my new, that is my focus. But I don't want us to lose focus. Because if we don't look at the last few days, we're telling God, you can't do something in a moment. You can only do something in 2020. I'm here to tell somebody today, we got to go into 2020 with a new perspective, a new mindset. But we also have to finish 2020 with that same mindset. Because the difference between 2020 and 2021 is this. It's a zero changes to a one. Because if nothing changes now, nothing will change then. So if we don't change our mindset today, how can we ever expect something different out of January 1, 2021? Now, I know Pastor David is coming up in a few weeks or next weekend. He's going to bring a word. He and I were just talking about it. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss next weekend. I'm talking about a prophetic word that when he just was talking about it to me, something leapt on the inside of me, Weldon Spring, where it's one of those weekends you can't miss. I was like, Pastor, what if you preach this weekend? He's like, no, you're preaching and I'm preaching next week. I'm like, all right, let's do it. But I think there's something special about how you exit one season and enter another. We're coming out of 4 banner years, but we're entering the next 5 years of grace and favor. Is anybody at Faith Church online ready for the next 5 years? But how we exit is how we enter. Let's not let these last couple days go to waste, because how many believe God can still do something today, this afternoon, tomorrow? He can bring the house. He can bring that financial miracle. You've been praying for a relationship. What if God's trying to bring that man now, but you're saying, no, God, I'm waiting until 2020, and you missed the one he had for you. Yeah. 2020 is not canceled. We're not done yet. So what I want to do is I want to welcome Weldon Spring, Royal Palm. Man, I tell you what, it was crazy in Royal Palm the other day. We woke up on Christmas morning. It was 32 degrees in Florida, y'all. 32 degrees. Ferguson Fluorescent right now is like, that's nothing, bro. It was 19, okay? But we're excited because as we exit 2020, we're going to enter 2021 with expectation. Man, God's about to move, Dom. He's going to do more than I could imagine. Zach, he's going to take the business to a whole nother level if we would trust him now and not just then. I don't want us to lose our present to our past. 2020 was tough, yeah, but don't look back, look forward. Have you ever tried to drive your car in reverse while trying to go forward? Do it when you leave, when you're out of one of the parking lots, though, okay? Like, it's hard. You can't move forward and back at the same time. It's just not possible. But when I think about the holidays, I think about many of you, if you have kids in your family, if you have kids, there's two tables. There's the big table and the kiddie table. And I'll never forget when I was about 12 or 13. Man, this is tough. Hold on. 12 or 13, skinny jeans. All right. Anyways, 12 or 13 years of age. And I was at one of my family's houses for the holidays. And I was about, 12 or 13. And they said, hey, you got to go sit at the kiddie table. We ran out of chairs at the big table. Man, if you're 12, you remember when you were 12 or 13, maybe you're 12 or 13 now, you're like, I don't want to sit with the 5-year-olds, okay? Like, I don't want to sit with the 8-year-olds. They're loud, they're messy, it's like all they do is whine and hit me with toys. I just want to enjoy my meal. But we, even at a young age, we'll talk about it in a minute, we know there's something different about the big table. But I'll never forget, I'm sitting there and I just kept saying, man, I want to be there, I want to be there. What is it about we always know there's something more for us? But sometimes when we take a step back and we're at the kid table, we go, man, why do I want to be over there? What's different about it over there? But here, I want to read you a scripture. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open up to 1 Corinthians 13:11. It says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up my childish ways. Another version says, I set aside my childish ways. I think going into 2021, we have to prepare in 2020, but we have to go ahead and say, there's some stuff I'm gonna have to give up. There's some stuff I'm gonna have to put to the side. Maybe it was the hurt. Maybe it was the thing they said. Maybe it was the loss of the business. Maybe you got let go, but I'm telling you, maybe the let go was just a propelling into something better that God has for you. But again, don't lose your now to what happened then. Say, God, I'm gonna live in my present. I know that you have future and hopes and plans for me. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. How many are happy God has a future in store for us? That the best isn't already, but the best is still yet to come. Come on, Weldon Spring, Royal Palm, Ferguson, Florissant. If you're online right now, I want you to type in the chat. Say, I know God has a plan for my life. But if we are not careful, we'll look in the past. Pastor David always says there's a reason our rearview mirror is so small and our windshield is so big, because you're not meant to look backwards, you're meant to look forward. Future is your direction today, Faith Church. Future, looking into tomorrow. But don't miss tomorrow looking in to next year. I don't want us to go into 2021 and not be present. Pastor Morgan always laughs at me. I'll be in an environment with people and I'll be on my phone. She's like, hey, are you here? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. She's like, you're here, but you're not here. You're in this location, you're at this house, you're in this moment around these people, but your mind is elsewhere. I don't want us to go into 2021 and say my mind was elsewhere. My mind was already at 2022. My mind was already at 2023. No, I want us to be present and say I'm expecting God to move in a way that I could never move myself. That if I just trust God, God can do more in a moment than I could ever imagine if I just trust him. Don't get frustrated. Get expectant. May I encourage you today? This life was never meant to be about a destination. Well, 2021, no. It's not about the next year. There's always going to be another year. It's not about a destination. It's about the journey. It's about trusting God each and every day. When I got up this morning, I said, God, use me in a way I don't deserve to be used because I have a past. Anybody got a past? Come on, let's start there. But God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Maybe you're called to do something today that you keep disqualifying yourself because you're still living in the past. We got to renew our minds. We got to change our mindset from the kiddie table to the big table. There was something different. I didn't want to be there as a 12-year-old because I knew I didn't think the same they did. Who is in our life right now? Are we sitting at the kiddie table? Here are two mindsets I want to give you. The kiddie table. The kiddie table says this. I don't want to. I'll never have enough. Well, if I had, I would. Well, I don't want that because it tastes this way. I don't want that because they told me if I would have thought about it myself, I would have done it. What that does is it limits what God can do because we say, no. I want to limit my resources. I want to limit my connect group. I don't want to get around people. I don't even want to join in a connect group online because I don't want them to see my house. So what it does is it says, now I have a negative mindset. So the kiddie table today, here we are, negative. But the big table, this says that there's more room for God to move. I'm expecting that even over here, it says I trust God when I can see it. But the big table says I can trust God even when I can't see it. That he's moving if I just pull back the chair. That 2020 is going to be so much. You see an empty table, but I see limitless resources, opportunity for God to move if we would just move. If we would say, God, I'm expectant. I not only go to the table, but I pull back the chair and say, God, I want you to move in Weldon Spring. God, I want you to move at Ferguson Florissant. You know, it's been crazy to see people online, 110,000 people last week joining us and worshiping all around the world. What are you expecting God for? We were on Faith TV, UK, South Africa. What are you expecting God for? But if we're expecting him, we got to change the way we think so we can change the way we live. You got to say, you know what? There are some people at the kiddie table. I need to change the table I'm sitting at going and finish in 2020 so I can really launch in to 2021. Because if I take and pull my chair back next week and when Pastor David comes and gives me that word, I'm ready to receive because I'm in the right posture. Have you ever tried to eat with your hands tied? And it's hard. We got to be in the right posture to receive, friends. We got to be in the right attitude to receive. Have you ever tried to take criticism while you're mad? We got to have the right posture. So what are some of the things we know about the kiddie table? If you're a note taker, I want you to write this down. One is that it's normally messy, loud, whiny. Most kids have a bib on because they get stuff all over themselves. They just want to play. I don't want to eat. You know, I was talking to a mom the other day, and I was asking her, like, I need advice for, you know, being a dad. She's like, yeah, good luck. That's the advice. But she said it, you know, the kids, they continue to grow, but just wait till you get their vegetables and they don't want to eat it, but you know it's nourishment for them. Isn't this a lot like our mindset, though? Because we know what's good for us, yet we won't do it. Yet we keep sitting ourselves. How many? I'm 6'3". Come on, somebody. This is not comfortable. There's something weird about the situation I'm putting myself in. But many of us are doing this right now. We're sitting ourselves at the kiddie table saying, I'm not ready to expand my mind, that I do want to live in the past, because it's easier when people tell me on Facebook, oh, you got this, it's going to be okay. But instead, what if we just set ourselves apart? Instead of just keep picking up the same baby food. Y'all. Okay, we're done. Anyways. Woo. That didn't taste like I thought it would. But as we take a look around, you think it's funny, but all of us have been here. It's loud, it's messy, it gets crazy, but it's also in the season, there was a time where we could only eat that baby food. It's part of the process. Ephesians 4:14, it says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried by with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Mom, dad, have you ever done this? Here comes the food. Here's the airplane. Let's be Christians that say we want to stand up, that I don't need somebody to trick me into eating what God already has for me, that I'm going to say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to serve. I'm going to get into a group so that I can see all that you have for me. But it starts with not having to have somebody else trick us into eating and taking on all that God has. Because my dad once told me, he said, son, attitude is a decision. You can't always handle or control what comes at you, but you can always control how you react and you act against it. The second thing we know about the kiddie table is it's part of the process. Raise your hand at all campuses and online if you were ever a kid. Man, every hand, come on. We've all been a kid at the kiddie table. But my son is a month old. How many know I can't put a steak in front of him and expect him to eat it? Like the other day we cooked on Christmas and I put a thing in front of him just to see what it would look like. He didn't even want to look at it. He just sat there in my arm. And I'm like, here's your steak, bro. But when I got this bottle, whoo, next thing I know, he was... Just the smell, hear me please, just the smell of the nourishment for the season he was in, he knew this is nourishment to my body. And here's what the scripture says, like a newborn infant longing for pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. It's part of the process. Don't say, man, I'm mad that I'm at the kiddie table. Hey, can I tell you this? Most people don't even get here. But we have to say the kiddie table is part of the process and me getting better, renewing my mind. The third thing we know about the kiddie table is we've all been there before. It's part of the space to grow. It's a safe environment for the season. In 1 Corinthians 3:2, it says, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. There's a second part of the verse we'll read in just a second. But we have to remember, we've all been here before. We might be at the big table. But sometimes it's our choice to go back. It's our choice to live in the past. It's our choice to go back to that hurt. Well, you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. You don't know what the business partner. Yeah, but you have a choice to either say, this is the excuse for the rest of my life, or you have a choice to also pull back the chair and say, but here's a new start. Here's a new season that God can do anything if I just pull my seat out and say, God, I'm expected. Do what only you can do. But again, the kiddie table, It says, God, I trust you when I can see it, but when we pull up to the big table, we got to see it through the eyes of faith. We got to say, I can trust you even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. I'm never going to stop. Never stop. We can sing it or we can live it. It's up to us. But here's some things that we know about the big table. There is a seat for us. Psalms 23:5, it says, you prepare a table before me, even in the presence of my enemies. Even in the midst of COVID, God's got a table for us. Even in the midst of that job where you lost, you thought that's where all my worth came, God has something better for you. There's still a seat. And if there's a seat, that means there's a table. If there's a table, that means there's a harvest. Oh man, I thought somebody, there's a harvest that is about to come in the end of 2020, into 2021. Ferguson, I'm telling you that God can do it. But are we retraining our brains? Are we changing our mindset? I don't want to have a kiddie mindset. I want to upgrade. Let me upgrade you. Today, I hope this upgrades somebody. But God already has a table, and he already has a seat for us. The second thing we know about the big table is there is something different. Even when I was 12 or 13, I knew there was a distinct difference. Going back to 1 Corinthians 3:2, it said, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready yet. But the second part says, indeed, you are still not ready. How many of us, we have some friends that they may be a 30-year-old, they may be an adult, but they still act like a 10-year-old. Six of y'all, maybe that 10-year-old's with you today, that's okay. I know online's like, oh. But we all have that person that they're not ready. And that's okay because we have to meet them there. But also, we may need to get some new people around our table. Can I encourage you today? You might have some kiddies around your table. You need to say, you know what? 2020 and 2021, that's my new goal. My new goal is to get the right people around me that can support me and say, I love you, even when you mess up. And when you pull the seat up to the right table, if you're the smartest person at the table, you're at the wrong table. You got to get somebody over here who says, I've been there before. You're not the only person who's went through loss. You're not the only person who's went through hurt. You're not the only person not knowing what to do when God blesses you in your banner year. Here's how you do it. Here's what you do. Here's how you trust God. Here's why you trust God with your tithes and offerings. Here's why you serve. Let me tell you about a why, right? But it all is if you have the right, but if we're at the wrong table, here's what it can look like. Oh, it's okay. Keep messing up. You didn't mean it. Just do it again. I've been there, girl. Oh, I don't need somebody to just console me and tell me it's okay. I need somebody to help me. True friends will stab me in the front and tell me, Austin, you got to get better. You're better than this. Get better. There's more for you. Next thing we know about the big table is there's endless possibilities at the right table. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we could ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Even now, in this moment, God is moving on our behalf on the inside of us. May I encourage you today that in 2020, you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You have the unfair advantage, but we're not tapping into it. Tap into the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, man, give me the unfair advantage. Help me see things that people can't see. Give me the discernment to know who to trust and who not to trust. But do we have the discernment? Are we saying, you know what, I'm going to do that? Or are we saying, no, I'm going to take the seat back at the kiddie table. 3 John 1:2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. I want to encourage us that mental health is really important. As we finish 2020 and into 2021, I want to encourage somebody. The Bible says, as a man or woman thinketh, so are they. What are we thinking about? Think about what you're thinking about. Right living and right thinking leads to right living. You know, I have a grandma, and my grandma loves to cook. Anybody in your family that just cooks, but they cook for like an army? It's like, there's six of us, Grams. Who else is coming? But what I love is she always makes sure there's more than enough. And I think that's a lot like God. God, when we pull our seat up to the right table, he's like, no, there's not just going to be enough, but I'm a God of limitless resources, that when you pull up, there's going to be more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. But what's great is when I go to my grandma's house, she not only cooks, she does all the dishes. What? Spoiled. But what's amazing is all she asks, Jordan, is this. She says, just tell me thank you. Just say it was good, Grandma. Man, I loved it. And can I tell you this, that my grandma's not God, but what God has prepared for us is very similar. As he's like, I got so much for you, more than you could ever imagine, but all I want for you is to just pull up to the seat at the table and say, wow, God, this is good. Thank you for doing what I couldn't believe you were going to do. I can't believe all that you've done for me. I think about Scott at Weldon Spring and all that God has done for him in the banner years and latching on to the vision, and that's why next weekend is so important. The bookend of one year and yet the start of another year. How crazy is that? There's something special about a last weekend of a year and the first of the next. What if I were you? There's no way that I would miss it, because I believe how you'll start is how you will finish. And Pastor David has been saying that at the end of 21, we want to look back and say, we won. If you write nothing else down today, I hope you write that down. At the end of 2021, I want to look back and say, I won. Because you're latching on to the vision. I'm talking 5 years, so much to where you put a 5 necklace on, that every day you wake up, you say, God has more in store, that I'm graced and favored for this season, that I'm not looking at 2020, what was, I'm looking at what is. But we got to choose it. Nothing compares to what God has for us. But we have to be careful, because our kiddie table habits can try to take over in our mind. Our kiddie table mindset can try to take over and become really negative. We have to replace the thoughts intentionally. 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised up against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. We got to make sure we don't fuel the kitty on the inside of us. It's easy, you know, if somebody comes at you, especially during the holidays, whoo, so many emotions, but we got to make sure we don't say, I'm going right back to the way I was. Colossians 3:2, it says, set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Can I encourage you this? If we don't take the thoughts captive, the enemy will. He'll take your thoughts and turn them right against you, so much to where you're trying to take the seat at the big table, but he keeps yanking you back. You know, here's the deal. I didn't like the food, but you may. What if you like it better here than there? What if it's easier there than it is here? I'm talking about being set apart, doing it on purpose, with a purpose, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. You know, I'll never forget when I was at that table, because part of me wanted to say, look, God, I want to be over there, and this is maybe where we're at. But if we're not careful, sometimes we'll try to get ahead of God too, and we'll bring our childish ways. Oh man, this is... How many know this doesn't look right? But this is so many of us finishing 2020. I want to receive it, but I don't want to give that up. I want to receive it, but I sure like that mush. I want to receive it, but I still want to be my same self. I don't want to change my thinking, but I want more. Going into 2020, finishing 2020, and going into 2021, it might cost us something, but I'm telling you, have you ever bought something? It cost you something, but what you got in return, you're like, oh, I love this. I'm telling you, you're going to love it if we just trust God. But first, we got to win in our mind so that then we can win around us. So what do we do? How do we choose to say, I'm not going back to the kiddie mindset? I'm staying at the big table. If you're a note taker, I want you to write this down. I'm going to give you a few things. One, we got to recognize. We got to recognize the kiddie table habits. We got to figure out, hey, they come in a rational way. They're very reasoning. Like, hey, it's okay. You know, it's going to be all right. No. You got to say, I'm pushing my chair in and I'm stepping up to what's next. Ephesians 4:22-24, it says, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self. Somebody say new. Created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. You know, if we look at the kiddie table, if we take our seat and we look around us, there's more chairs. And what I would say is if you pull back the chairs, the people we've invited to the table is emotions, assumptions. Like when I sat down, immediately I thought, what are they going to think about me eating baby food? Will this point actually land? Also, while I do that, all my stomach fat just bunched up. I'm sure that camera angle's phenomenal. We all deal with assumptions. But then over here, you have the person going, hey, do it again, do it again. That felt good, didn't it? You got the person cheering you on in the wrong way, that it's okay to stay where you're at, because sometimes if we don't have the right people around us, they'll try to talk us into staying where they're comfortable. That's why small groups are so important, but you got to watch out. James 1:8, it says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. We got to have some people around us that are also trying to renew their minds, because our thought life works itself into our mind, which works itself into our lives. The second thing we have to do with our mindset is we have to reject. Somebody say reject. We got to reject the ones that don't belong. That's the negative mindset. That's the bad thoughts. We have to set in our minds to change the thoughts. Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewal of your mind. By the testing you may discern what is will of God, what is good, the acceptable, and the perfect. We have to talk to ourselves. Are you like me, that you talk to yourself actually more than you talk to anybody else? Self-talk. Like, I'll go into something that I know God has prepared for me, but sometimes I'll talk myself out of it. Anybody like me? Like, I know I'm supposed to do that. I know I'm supposed to do this. Nah, but Austin, you're not good at that. You'll probably fail there. I want us to turn that off and start telling ourselves what God says about us. Because sometimes we're closest to our victory many times when we face our greatest obstacles. Maybe you're coming up against something right now as you end 2020. I want to tell you, maybe that means your 2021 is about to be that much better than you could ever imagine. Don't quit now. Keep pressing forward. It's all right. It's going to be okay. But if that is how you're finishing 2020, for sure next weekend is your weekend, because you probably need that vitamin shot in your arm to say, woo, let's go, baby. 2021 is my year. Or maybe you're a Red Bull fan. I don't know. Whatever it is. But that's what next weekend can do for you. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So no matter what campus you're at, if you're at Weldon Spring, Ferguson, Florissant, if you're at Royal Palm, think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about. You got to recognize it. You got to reject it. And then the third thing is you got to replace it. Once you empty something, you got to fill it back up. It says this in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, think on these things. If you think positive thoughts, you'll live a positive life. If you think negative thoughts, the Bible says, as you think is so are you, but also out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it starts here, goes here, comes out the mouth. What are we saying? If we don't like what we're saying, the Bible says that the power of death and life is in the power of the tongue. If you don't like what's happening around you, I did a sermon once called Words with Friends, but your words are the building blocks of your today and your tomorrow. What words are we speaking? Are we speaking negative? Well, no, I can tell you right now, with one conversation, I can tell what life looks like. I can tell when my life starts to go like this just by how I'm speaking about what my life looks like. You know, the other day I was talking to somebody and a few friends, and one said 2020 was terrible. Another said 2020 wasn't that bad. But the third said, man, 2020 had its challenges, but I'm telling you, there were a few positives. I want to encourage you today to find some more friends like that third one, or start to be the friend that people need in their life that says, you know what? Yeah, we can focus on the negative, but if we choose to focus on the positive, we'll have that life we've been praying for, because positive thinking leads to positive living. As a man thinketh again, so is he. We got to choose to be intentional. So the fourth and last thing is this, as I wrap up, is the fourth R is we got to retrain. We got to retrain our minds with new thoughts. Philippians 4:9, it says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. Practice what? These things. Say it with me. Practice these things. And the God of peace will be with you. One of the things I think we can do is these things is one thing. Pick one thing to get 1% better at every day for 100 days. And at the end of 100 days, how much better have you gotten? 100%. It's not, I need to be 100% better tomorrow. I want to encourage somebody today. Just get 1% better in an area of your life you're frustrated with. Maybe it's your thinking. Maybe it's what you're saying. But whatever it is, if you get 1% better every day, celebrate the 1% every day. In 100 days, I'm telling you, we will be better. You know, I think about the story. There was a guy who was trying to quit smoking. He took a pack of cigarettes, and every day he would take 3 more cigarettes out. He smoked about a pack a day. But again, every day he took 3. So 3 more, then 6, then 9, then 12. And then in a few weeks, all of a sudden, he was just at 1 cigarette. Then he was at no cigarettes. And then now, 3.5 years later, he doesn't need a cigarette at all. But it all started with 1% better every day. He didn't get there overnight. Can I encourage somebody today at all campuses? You're not going to get there overnight. Again, because it's not a destination. It's a journey. We got to renew our mind. Again, right thinking leads to right believing. Maybe you don't like where your mind is at right now. We got to retrain it. Again, Philippians 4:9, practice these things. So as I wrap up, I think the team or the music. Hi, CJ. Look good, man. Are you going to choose to stay at the kiddie table? Walden Spring, I know Pastor Phil, he wants to help people get from here to there. I know here at Sunset, Pastor Jordan and Heidi, they want to help people get from here to there. I think about Pastor Omar and Ryan at Ferguson Florissant, they want to help people get from here to there. As I think about, well, myself in Florida, we want to help you get in our team from here to there. But it also is a process. Don't get frustrated. Maybe today you just push the seat. You push the seat back 1%. Then tomorrow the 1% is saying, I'm going to stand up. Then the next day it's I'm pushing in my chair. The next day it means I'm coming to the table. The next day I'm pulling back the chair. The next I'm sitting down. It's not going to get there overnight, but friends, I'm telling you, we've identified through Scripture that God has prepared a table even in the midst of adversity, even in the midst of things not looking the way it should, even in the midst of what we're not comfortable with. He says, I have a table for you. It's going to feed you. It's going to cleanse you. It's going to give you everything you need if you'll just trust me. Go ahead and stand to your feet at all campuses. It's my last question to you. James 20:20, it says faith without works is dead. So that means in 2020, we still have to put in some works. We can't just believe for the harvest. We can't just believe for the big table. We have to take action. One of the things that I love is I never like to ask somebody to take action without accountability. And when you have action, you also want to be celebrated. So today, if you have your cell phone, I want you to pull it out. And if for the next 31 days, starting January 1 through January 31, we're going to be sending you a text message to start your day. Again, encouragement and accountability. It could be a scripture. It could be something telling you, you got this. Today is your day. If you want that and you want to start your first month of your first of 5 grace and favor years, text the word new year, all one word, new year, to 314-530-2525. 1 text in the morning, that's it. But I'm telling you, how many could use a little bit more encouragement that you need something positive in your day? Not just Facebook, not just Instagram, their new term. Oh, I won't talk about it. They'll take me off Facebook. But they have a new terms of service you need to read. They basically claim they own everything that is yours. It's very interesting. But I'm talking about 31 days of encouragement. Text that today. But with every head bowed and every eye closed at all campuses, if we change the way we think, we'll change the way we live. If we go into 2021 with the same mindset, we won't get all that God has for us. So today, if you said, you know what, I want to change my mind, would you just raise your hand at all campuses online? You can type it in the chat or you can raise your hand. So many hands, so many hands. Let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you that you've given us all power and authority to say, I take every thought captive. Today I start speaking positive words over my life, positive words over today. I pray still for the financial miracle. This still is the end of my fourth banner year, that God can still move, that I can more than I could ever imagine, even in these last few days. God, as we go into 2021, God, I look expectant to next weekend with Pastor David as I start the first year. With the first weekend, maybe I end it with a big seed. Maybe I say, you know what, God, I don't want to look back and say I didn't give everything I could. Today's the day I trust you. I give my grace and favor offering. I plant a seed for the harvest I want to see in 2021. And God, I receive that today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if you believe that, Faith Church, at all campuses and online, can you just give God a shout of praise?
Thank you so much for listening today. And I want to encourage you to share this podcast. And here's the reasons why. You know, a lot of times we see our friends and they don't tell us what's really going on. You go, hey, Bob, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. But deep down in their soul, something's going on. And I believe today there were certain things that was said that perhaps would help your friends. So now that you've subscribed, why don't you just text them? Let them know about this resource that's available. Of course, you can check out more sermons at faithchurch.com. And I love praying for you, trying to encourage you in the best way that I can. And I think the best thing we can do is to encourage one another by sharing these podcasts.